Blog Talk Radio. Cynthia Fontaine, spirit guru and the Rhode Island psychic medium, coming to you live here on Super Bowl Day. Yay! And my team is in the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots. God, we've had a good run here in New England the last few years, for sure. And I'm super excited about today's game. Of course, you know, good luck to both teams, but I want the Patriots to win. wouldn't be a true New England fan if I didn't. We are really true New England fans here. And once in a while, you come across somebody in the mix who's maybe a Yankees fan or something like that. And it's all fun and games, but it's quite the rivalry, you know? It's pretty fun. Anyway, so we're getting all darned up for the game. We got our Patriots gear on already. The dogs have their Patriots handkerchiefs and beds, and we really take it seriously here. So, how are you guys all today out there in the world, wherever you are? It's been quite the week for weather, hasn't it? With the deep freezes all around the country here in New England, in the southern New England anyway. We've had a couple of really, really cold days, but we didn't have the crazy, crazy below minus temperatures that other places did. I was speaking with a good friend of mine in Appleton, Wisconsin, and she said it was 45 below before the wind chill factor. Just terrible, terrible. And I know Canada has had these extreme cold temperatures as well. And, you know, many states here in the United States, New Mexico has had more snow than we've had in New England, parts of New England. Anyway, this winter, it's been a weird, weird, weird winter. It has been for sure. So, actually thinking about weather and our topic today, resistance, and how do they relate, they really do relate pretty well together, because very often people get all balled up because of the weather. Now, you know, if it's 40 below and you have no heat, good reason to be all balled up by the weather. And when I say all balled up, you know, I mean, in a tizzy, upset, whatever. But many people get all balled up by the weather because, say, for example, it's raining and it sort of changes their plans. Maybe they had outside plans. And I have a funny story about that. One time, friends of mine, her twin sister had come in for the week for vacation. And she arrived and it was raining. And she says she started complaining about the rain. And her twin sister turned to her and said, "Oh, Judy, we don't let the rain spoil our fun here." And Judy just stood right up and said, "Oh." And she changed her mind and changed her resistance to the weather. So isn't that pretty interesting, right? So how many things do you have resistance for and yet aren't even really aware that you're resisting it? I think probably more than you are aware of, for sure. And I just want to let my Facebook peeps know that I will be jumping on Facebook here very shortly. The thing about radio is you can be in your pajamas and nobody will know. I'm not in my pajamas, but I don't have any makeup on yet. So I will be putting that on right now before I do hop on Facebook. Anyway, It's so interesting because I've been pulling cards today. Well, actually, yesterday and today about the Super Bowl, and we've sort of in flux about what we're doing for the Super Bowl. And I've been pulling cards about what it would it be good to do this, would it could be good to do that, and I keep pulling cards about that are resistant, right? Because really, I don't want to do any of the choices that my boyfriend suggested. And so I've been in resistance and I've been digging my heels in. But anyway, as it turns out, I think we're just staying home. Usually I have a big party, but like a lot of my friends have plans. And anyway, blah, 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 blah. So, but he right from the beginning didn't want to have a party. He just wanted to hang out at home or go across the street to the little restaurant and bar. And so as it turns out, I think that's probably what we're doing. So my resistance to, you know, his suggestion, it turns out we're going to do exactly that. So there you go. There you go, right? There we go. I couldn't find my Facebook Live, my button. It just sort of disappeared. This technology, I don't always work well with it. So, I had a really interesting client within the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I talk about my experiences in my own life because it's all I'm an expert in or can talk about, you know, really with any kind of, say, authority. So I had this client who was really in big resistance. It was really interesting. And she was even resisting being in resistance. She, in her mind, it was kind of hilarious, really, in a sense, because, the lighting here is terrible. Sorry, I'm finally getting my camera on here. It was really interesting because she had set up a session because she was looking for some guidance. And the guidance that she was looking for really was she wants to win a big money lottery or have some kind of windfall in her life, you know, money that she doesn't have to work for. And don't we all want that, really? You know, I mean, come on. I have so many things that I would do, you know, if that were to ever happen to me. And so she's been doing the affirmations and the law of attraction and all the things that people do to try to make those things happen. And she's been doing it, she says, consistently for a few years and still nothing. And now she's given up hope and she wants to know, you know, how she can have more money coming in, but she doesn't really want to work for it. So it's a little tricky thing. And do you think there's some resistance there? Maybe. So it goes even further than that, where she wants to be an Oracle card reader, but yet she doesn't want to have a business. So she wants to coach people, but does not want to have a business coaching people. So, and she doesn't want to work for someone else. You know, like in somebody else's studio or something, doesn't want to do that either. And it in the end, I think she kind of realized that she was really resisting. But it was so funny because at one point she said, "I know you think I'm being resistant and difficult, but I'm not." And had a little chuckle, you know, because she is so deep in her resistance, she can't even see or admit that she's having resistance. that she's in it. So it's tricky when you're so deep into your resistance that you can't see it, and you can't find a way out of it, and you can't even hear from someone that, you know, you're in this resistance and now let's have some tools to get you out of it. And also, you know, trying to figure out what she really wants to do, because she really does want to have a practice like mine, but yet she doesn't want to have a business. So it's kind of impossible, and she doesn't want to work in somebody else's, you know, like healing center or something like that. So the choices are kind of limited. You either have to, you're either going to have your own business, which means, you know, you have to do business things, you have to do bookkeeping, and you have to do scheduling, and you have to answer people's emails, et cetera, you know, until you're up and going and you have an assistant who can do those things. But, you know, of course, when you're starting, you don't have, generally, unless you have a lot of money that you can invest in your business right away, you generally, you know, have to do a lot of things on your own. And so, but she doesn't want to do any of those things. And she also didn't want to work for somebody else. So where do you go from there, right? Where do you go from there? There's really no place to go until you recognize your resistance and figure out what is it that you really want. And if you want to have an oracle card practice, you want to be doing psychic readings, healing, etc., whatever it is, you know, because a lot of people who tune into my radio show are obviously lean towards the psychic and the intuitive sort of realms and ideas. And there's probably, I know there's a lot of you actually who use oracle cards daily and who maybe do read for other people. But yet, if you do that as a hobby, that's fine if that's what you want. And you don't have to make money and you don't have to have a business. But this woman wants more money and wants to do it and earn, you know, get, say, the amount. She wants to be able to charge what I charge for my readings. But I have a business in order to do that. So how and where are you in resistance in your life where maybe you're not even recognizing it? Like my client, who wasn't recognizing it. It's really an important question because oftentimes we think, oh no, I'm not in resistance at all and I'm ready for that. But sometimes we're not. And when we can recognize it and say, oh yeah, maybe I am in resistance, then we can work with it. Then we can dive deep. Then we can start looking at the resistance and figuring out ways to release the resistance, figuring out where the resistance is coming from. Maybe you had a family member who had a business who lost everything. And so unconsciously, you are resisting having a business because you fear that happening to you. There's all ways that all things that come up with the subconscious mind that we are often totally not aware of. And yet the subconscious mind really rules the conscious mind. So I'm just hopping on Facebook Live here. Hey guys, I am here. Sorry I'm late. I wasn't ready or presentable for the camera, but now I'm sort of presentable. Anyhow, so you can see my little Patriots here, my little thing, ready for the game. Yay, I'll have my Patriots sweatshirt on later. And we're talking about resistance here on Blog Talk Radio and also here on Facebook Live. So if you're just joining me on Blog Talk or on Facebook Live, good morning to you. Good morning, Kathy. And we're sharing a story about a client who had so much resistance, she didn't know she had resistance. So she really had resistance to her resistance. And I have a friend of mine who's a brilliant writer and author, and she found that she has a big resistor. And it's been really enjoyable this last year seeing her uncover her resistor. And, you know, again, we all have one. We all have side that we resist. You know, we often push up against things and say, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not resisting that at all, you know. And even with this particular client, she was trying to sort of force the law of attraction in creating a big windfall, such as winning a lottery, et cetera. And so she's been doing affirmations and all sorts of things and listening to Abraham Hicks, who I absolutely love. And, you know, finally she came to this conclusion that she's not winning the lottery. And how could it be that she's done all the right things and she's not won this big windfall? So it's a great question, right? And it sort of, it goes along with resistance. Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Patrick. Because there's the law of attraction, there's universal laws. And, we'll talk about them on another show. I don't want to get too deep into the universal laws. But one of them is the law of attraction and how we attract things to us. The thing with the law of attraction is it's only one piece to the puzzle, because we have free will, number one. And number two, we charted a course before we came here of certain things that we want to experience in this lifetime to have soul expansion. And when I looked at her chart, she doesn't have, you know, some people will have right in there where I might see like a golden coin or something where they've charted in to, get this windfall of money, or they've charted in to have a lot of money in this lifetime. Good morning, Cindy. Depending on, you know, again, what they charted. So when you sit down with your team on the other side, you put the big pieces in for each lifetime. And then the rest of it is the flexible part. It's the fluid part. And so your astrological chart actually can give you big insight into the big pieces that are put in. So, and really you can get a really great idea of what your sort of life mission is in this lifetime is by looking at your north node on your astrological chart and seeing what house it's in, what planet it's in, and what house is it in, because it will give you a lot of information on your life's purpose, your direction, and the work that you should be doing in this lifetime. And then your south node will give you the information about what your very last life was like. So if you had a lifetime, say, for example, your last life was that you had a lot of money and you experienced that, then maybe in this lifetime you've charted to have the opposite experience and not have a lot of money in the lifetime. So the good morning, Mary Elizabeth. So your astrological chart can give you a lot of really helpful information about what you decided with your team on the other side. And it can show in there if you have money luck, if you don't have money luck, etc. So the law of attraction piece is the fluid piece. right? But if we don't have the right pieces in our map, then it's going to be hard to attract, say, for example, a windfall of money. Now, I don't want you guys to all be discouraged or anything, right? Because it's possible when you really get good at getting in the vortex, as Abraham Hicks calls it, to manifest things. That being said, there are certain personality profiles who are natural magical manifestors, and then there are some others that it's harder for them to manifest. So in Reese Thomas's personal profile, life profile system, I forget what he calls it now. Oh my goodness, that's terrible. But his life purpose profiles, the charismatic leader is the one who's the magical manifester and who can manifest things like that. So if you are, say there's five personality profiles, there's the charismatic leader, there's the team player, there's the knowledgeable achiever, the emotional intelligence specialist, and the creative idealist. That's five. I'm trying to make sure that I get them all. And not to say that the other profiles can't manifest, but it is the charismatic leader that has the most juice. Oftentimes they're charismatic, just like it says in the word, and they can attract things to them like none of the other profiles can. And it's estimated that about 40% of the world's population are charismatic leaders. So that's a pretty high number of people who could, say, attract manifest a lot of physical things towards them. Charismatic leaders are good at manifesting physical things. So you have this, you have all these pieces, and the class that I'm actually teaching right now is Advanced Archetypes, Guides, Oracles, and Chakras. We're working on what archetypes you have in each of the chakras, because each of us have 12 chakras, five energetic or spiritual chakras, and then seven physical chakras. And depending on what archetypal image or being, I like to sort of put a face to these beings, and we actually do meditations where you meet your guide for each chakra. The archetypes and the profile that you have in each chakra make you up as a whole. So they give you another piece to the puzzle along with the astrological chart. So there may be something that you're trying to get or trying to be or trying to do, but you might not have a chakra for that. And when you hear that phrase, you might not hear a chakra for that. It's because you don't have the particular energy, the particular archetype, the particular profile in the archetype, right? And I know that this is really deep, and trust me, I have students who have been working with me for over a year on this material. So it's kind of overwhelming, and trying to sort of grasp it at first. But trust me, you get it when you really get into working with this. I'm actually working on adding a brand new element to the chart that is a compilation of Reese Thomas's work, Carolyn Mace's work, and my work. And it's really, really a cool thing. But you'll have to take my class to get that information, because it's in development right now. So it's really exciting. Good morning, Susan. Susan says, I was in class last year and learned so much about self. It was deep and amazing. Thank you, Susan. It was really, really fun to work with Susan. And, there's a bunch of my peeps here. on the Facebook page who I've worked with, and I love you guys. And I love you guys on Blog Talk Radio too. Good morning, Dawn. And you're welcome. Thank you, Susan. So again, it's like, where are you resisting? And so that's a good sort of place to start recognizing. Am I in resistance? What am I in resistance of? Am I resisting my resistance? And going back to this particular client, by the end of the session, she had a little chuckle, and she came to the realization that she might be resisting everything. Because if you want to, do oracle card readings, or again, if you want to do psychic readings, intuitive readings, healings, whatever, you either have to have a business or you have to go work out of someone else's business. And she didn't want to do either, but that's what she wanted to do. So, she was really determined to get sort of easy money without having to do a lot of hard work to get it. And wouldn't we all love that? But it's rare that that happens. And I really give her a lot of credit, though, for spending so much energy on focusing on trying to create that financial windfall. And, if she focused rather on realizing that she was in resistance and then focused on putting all that energy into doing readings for people and et cetera, she now maybe would have, more money coming in. I don't know. I don't know. But every once in a while, I get a client who, really sort of like makes me, it pushes me to my boundaries in order to try to help them, right? Because my mission is really to help people get on their purpose, live their life fully, and to be happy, right? And so when I get a client who's so far in resistance, they can't see the resistance and they're resistant to the resistance, it's a challenge for me, which I'm totally up for. But, and sometimes I work with people and I don't see the immediate results. Actually, it happens often. But then a year or a couple of years down the road, they'll come back and they'll be like, do you remember when you told me such and such? And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because, I work with a lot of people. And they say, you told me that 2 years ago and it just happened. And it's often around relationships, or sometimes it's around jobs or money or whatever. But, it's really, really interesting, because there's our timeline and what we want things to happen is not necessarily congruent with Spirit's timeline. So we also have to take that into consideration, right? You may have something on your chart, like maybe you have a windfall on your chart, but it's not your timing, it's Spirit's timing. And I have a good friend, he was actually one of my mentors for many years, spiritual mentors, whose mother won the Powerball probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. It might be, actually it's probably longer now, but anyway, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 years, I can't remember now which. She, hadn't planned on winning it or anything. It wasn't focusing so much on winning it. She was just being who she was. And she didn't drive. She was in her 80s. And she waited all day for someone to come home. They have a really busy household. And I don't remember how many kids they had living at home at that point, but they have a big family. And all day she waited for somebody to come home to take her up to the Stop and Shop supermarket, so she could get a container of orange sherbet ice cream and a Powerball ticket. And when someone came home, it was just before 9 o'clock, just before they shut the machines off for the night for the drawing. And she walks into the Stop and Shop and she gets her orange sherbet, and then she goes to get the lottery ticket. And the next morning they realized she had won millions of dollars. And so she had that programmed into her chart somewhere, into her allowing it to happen and that money to come into her. And the whole family is really a truly amazing and inspiring family. They do so much for the community. His wife was an emergency room nurse, and she would go over across the seas and do the smile, Operation Smile, and do surgeries for kids that have cleft palates. And she did that for years. And they just gave and gave and gave to people. So I was so thrilled when it was, their mother, the mother-in-law, who won the money. And they still say the same. They're still really humble. They did move to a warmer climate. They moved down to Texas because they had their daughter moved down there, and she had grandkids, and they wanted to be near the grandkids. But they still come up every summer to visit, and they haven't changed a bit. They're still just the same amazing, wonderful people. And, that's sort of a big deal, because when you live in your life purpose, they were totally embodied in their life purpose. Things can happen like you can win lotteries because you're not in resistance to your life. When you're so far in resistance and you're not on chart, you're not living your life purpose, it's going to be really hard for you to create or win a big windfall, because you're not living on purpose. Does it happen for some people? Sure. And then what happens? They win the money. A few years later, they're claiming bankruptcy because they don't know how to be with money, right? It's a learned skill. You can't be rich until you're rich inside and stay rich. You can get money. You can get a windfall. But then what do you do with it when you get it? So start to try to identify where in your life you may be in resistance. And what are you in resistance to? And ask yourself, what am I resisting? And why am I resisting it? What's the underlying element or energy behind your resistance? There's always, it often, 99% of the time, goes back to childhood. We all have a money story in particular. So money's the easiest to talk about because everybody can relate to it. And we all have a money story. What's your money story, right? What was it like growing up in your family? Did you hear money doesn't grow on trees when you ask for something, right? Or if you wanted to do something that your friends were doing and you heard, we don't have the money for that, how many times did you hear something like that? Or maybe your family, had some means and they were like, oh, sure, here's $20. Go to the movies with your friends, right? I don't know. Maybe, but it's your money story that makes you who you are. But it's how you work with your money story. If you guys know Wayne Dyer's story, he was in an orphanage and moved around into different places for many years when he was young, he and his brother. And, orphanages don't have a lot of money. I think it was Mrs. Scharf, maybe, was the woman's name of one of the orphanages he was in. So when he was at a young age, I think I remember him saying that when he was 9, he would take the good snow shovel because they would have to go shovel when it snowed. And as kids, you know. And of course, you know, Wayne passed away. He was, I think, in his 70s a few years ago. So, you know, going back 60 years, kids did that sort of manual labor. And it wasn't, you know, you wouldn't be getting called. They wouldn't be calling DCYF. So he would, when they knew it was going to snow, he would go get the good snow shovel that had the good edge, because he knew he could do more shoveling with the good shovel. And he would sleep with the shovel. And then in the morning, he would go out and he would shovel people's walkways or driveways for money. And then he collected soda bottles and made turn that into a source of revenue and income. And when he was in the military, he found this cool thing that was new then, where you could order printed address labels out of the back of a it was a girly magazine. And so he would order the printed address labels for his military mates, and they would pay him more than what the cost of, you know, that he paid. And so he had this whole business with that. So though his money story was lack, it was not enough. He was, you know, his parents didn't keep him and raise him, you know. He took his money story and made it into success. Now, why can't we all do that? Well, it's because, you know, we might not have a chakra for that. It might not be part of our soul's learning, right? There's so many different pieces to the puzzle that make us who we are. And it's a really sort of a lifetime of experience when you go into sort of this personal development and discovering who you are. There's so much to uncover. It's really a journey, and it's a lifelong journey. And the more you know about yourself, who you are, what's in your chakras, what your archetypes are, you know, the more you can live your life on purpose and attract to you the things that you're meant to have in your life. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Guinevere. Good morning, Sharon. So nice to see you all here. So how do you do that? How do you know when you're in resistance? How do you know who you are, what's in your chakras, what's your personality profile, et cetera, et cetera? Well, you work with somebody like me, you go to healer school, you know, you work with people who have done the work, who are doing the work, and then, you know, figure out who you really are and do you have a chakra for that? Good morning, Jody. Good morning, Kate. Nice to see all you guys. So for those of you who are just joining, I encourage you to go back and watch this from the beginning if you're on Facebook. Actually, I really encourage you to jump on the Blog Talk Radio and listen to the replay there, because I chatted for about 15 or 20 minutes before I came on Facebook Live. So I encourage you guys to go back and actually listen in the Blog Talk Radio studio to the show there. And then you'll get the whole thing. And so it's tricky, because then my show on Blog Talk ends at noon, but then I usually stay on Facebook and hang out for a few minutes. So you guys get more in the end, they get more in the beginning. it's a struggle. I never seem to be camera ready at 11 o'clock. And so while I'm on the radio, I'm getting camera ready for Facebook. Anyway, I'm not a morning person. I've never been a morning person. I am a night owl. It's just my makeup. And I used to get in trouble for it when I was a kid. So I used to read under the covers at night with a nightlight. And because I loved to read, and at night it was so quiet. And as a psychic kid, nighttime is the quietest. The world just gets quiet around you. And it's like our time to be able to just have, you know, sort of some peace where the energy of the world isn't coming at you. But, you know, my mother didn't understand that. And my mother really was in resistance to the whole psychic thing. Because even though she had the gift also, she had a younger sister who was a really big bully. And, you know, my mother had heard all the stories from her mother about house clearings and things that they had done and crazy things that have happened, etc. So she didn't want anything to do with any of it. And so I didn't have any training from my mother. It was really my grandmother where my training began. I was I have a horseshoe shape in the roof of my mouth, which my culture looks for when the babies are born. So out of the five kids, my older brother and I have the horseshoe. I love you too, Sherry Basile. I hope to chat with you soon. Funny, I was thinking about you before you came on, thinking it would be nice to have a good chat. Good morning, Michelle. All right, so I know there are some people online in the studio, and I know it looks like some regular callers in there. So I'm just going to take one really quick call. And so just when I bring it on, tell me your name and one short, quick question, okay? So, and then I'm going to continue our chat. So this area code, I know this number is familiar, but I can't think of who it belongs to. But it's 850, and the last four digits are 2655. Mm-hmm. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Sheila.
Sheila, how are you this morning, Sheila?
I'm fine.
Good. Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have.
I thought so. I thought I recognized the number. So what can I do for you today, Sheila?
I was wondering, when things at work get better, I think my bosses appreciate my hard work, so I was just wondering if you could give me some insight about that.
I'm sorry, did you say you think your boss is appreciating your hard work? And what do you do for work?
Administrative assistant.
I was going to say I'm seeing administrative work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who's the letter T around you? Name starts with the letter T.
I have a coworker named Tashika.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do they do the same type of work that you do, same position, or is it, I feel like it's a little bit different, but there's some overlap.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Okay. Have you been in this position or with this boss for a couple of years now?
Oh, a long time, yeah.
What
more than
changed,
a couple.
Okay, what changed about 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Okay. So sometimes, because when my guides start dropping in sort of time frames and things like that, there'll be a connection to something that's going on currently when we look back, in the past. So they want to look back like 2 years ago, and it could be, you know, outside of work, but they want to go back 2 years ago, what sort of was going on in your life. I feel like that your boss does appreciate you. I feel like, did you get sort of some kind of monetary raise? Like they're showing me like a quarter.
No, I didn't get any raises.
Okay, so, like, within the last 2 years, there's been no money increase?
No.
Okay, so I wouldn't be surprised You know, if you see a small increase, if you get a small raise, you know, it's not, it doesn't look like it's going to be big, but it looks like it might, and they're showing me a quarter, so it may be 25 cents an hour. I don't know, but they're, my guys are showing me a quarter. So I wouldn't be surprised maybe if you get a little bit of a raise. Do you have, your office doesn't have yearly evaluations, it doesn't look like.
Oh, it does.
So it's usually a yearly eval, you usually, you know, if you're doing a great job, usually they give you a little bit more money or some kind of extra perk, but that's not happening.
No, it don't happen to a lot of people here.
Okay. What is yours coming up like around May, April, May?
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if you get a little bit of a raise. And if they don't offer, you know, then I want you to, prior to your evaluation, I want you to sort of make a list of the things that you're doing well and how you benefit the company. And if they don't offer you a raise, then ask for one.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't have, like I said, they're showing me a quarter. So even 25 cents, you know, it at the end of the day, at the end of the year, it can make a little bit of a difference. You know, I feel like that your boss does appreciate you. I don't feel like he really shows his appreciation. So it's kind of hard to gauge or know, you know, but I feel like that you're a great employee. You're a great asset to him. And that, you know, he does appreciate you, but again, I feel like he doesn't show it, or he doesn't know how to show it, kind of thing. Like, you know, his kind of thing would be like, maybe he gives you a pat on the shoulder, which, you know, in the office place, you can't do these days.
Right. Because I do have three bosses, so.
Okay. Well, one particular stands out. Okay. You know, who really, not that they don't all appreciate you, but one particular really, you know, really stands out, who, who, you know, really does appreciate you, sort of, I don't want to say a little bit more than the others, but maybe he shows it a little bit more than the others.
Okay.
Okay. And do you work in some kind of legal or I'm seeing a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I work with papers and on a computer.
Okay. All right. And, you know, they do appreciate you.
Okay.
They just don't know, you know, how to, like, show the appreciation or whatever. But, you know, was 5 years ago, like, the last time you had a raise?
Technically, I haven't had a raise. I don't know how to explain it, but I really haven't had a raise in so many years. I've been there 14 years.
And you've never had a raise?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people there that don't, I mean, work as hard as I do, don't have raises.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, you know, I mean, I don't see you leaving the company, but I feel like that there could be some opportunities out there for you, that offer more money. Are you like in the Georgia area?
No, I'm close to it.
Close to it. Okay.
Very close. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like that the opportunities might be more in the Georgia area. And so I feel like you're making more than minimum wage, but it looks like under $20 an hour, maybe like around $14 or $15. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I feel like that there are other opportunities out there for you. You know, if that's something that you want, if you something you're interested in entertaining, where, you know, you could be making, they're showing me $17 to $21 an hour, maybe. And I really feel like that you could be a lead administrative assistant. You're good with managing people.
Yeah.
And I feel like that you're well qualified to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you have to be confident in it, is what they're saying.
Okay.
You know, so know that you do a really good job for your company and have for a long time, and that you're good with managing people, and that if they don't give you a raise this year, then there are other opportunities out there for you.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there a reason why you mentioned my coworker?
You know, sometimes they'll just start dropping names in to let you know that really connected in. Sometimes it's a bigger influence than that. So when I ask about the coworker, if there's a bigger message, no, not really. Just that they were showing me that she does sort of similar work to what you do. But I feel like that you get paid differently.
Yeah, she gets paid a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
But you're really kind of doing the same work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of a difficult thing when you're working hard and I see, you know, that you feel other people are working as hard as you do in the office too and aren't getting the appreciation through the money. And that's really hard, you know?
Yeah.
But do you want to sort of be the catalyst or the spearhead to speak up for everybody? You know, I don't know. I really
mm-hmm.
feel like that it might be time for you to sort of take a look and see what else is out there.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been applying different places.
Okay, all right, because I feel like that there'll be an opportunity coming. It's just not ready yet.
Oh, okay.
In the other state.
Because
I still see you there for your review at the company you're with. And then it isn't until after that, you know, I feel like this opportunity opens up. But I feel like I want to go over to Georgia.
Okay.
Okay.
Anywhere Pacific or?
No, they're just taking me over the line.
Okay.
So I would look at driving distances and things like that and what you're comfortable mm-hmm. with, and then start searching in areas. Like you could take a paper, like print a paper map off the internet, right? And take,
mm-hmm.
You could get one of the old, what did they call those things? A protractor? The thing with the point and the pencil on the other end. I can't even remember. It's been so long since I've used one. You could take that and put the point in where you are now and then draw a
mm-hmm.
circle around, you know, a radius of how far you would be willing to travel, right? Or you could just take anything that has a circle, right? You could even take a glass and turn it over with where you're at in the middle and then draw a circle around how far you would want to drive, you know? So maybe it's like a shot. So maybe you want to take like a shot glass or something, right? Or if you want it bigger, draw the
mm-hmm.
circle around and then look at what's around there and start searching that way.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. That's fun. My guys never get me that one before.
I'm sorry?
I never know what they're going to bring in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, honey, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much
for calling in.
Good luck with you
thank you so much.
The job situation, and thanks for taking your time out on your Sunday to listen to me today. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, guys. So, bye-bye. You can find me at CynthiaFontaine.com if you'd like to book a session with me or book coaching with me. I have coaching packages. I do the majority of my clients actually are long distance, and so we use the computer. We use Zoom calls. You get the recording or the coaching. All right, you guys, I'm all done here on Blog Talk Radio. I love you all so very much. Thank you for tuning in live and listening to the replays. See you next week. All right, guys, so I'm going to hang out here on Facebook with you guys for a little while. So if you're on Blog Talk, jump on over to Facebook. My Facebook page is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium.